The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell. Rashawn Blyden here. Yes. We're going to talk about CNN. But before we talk about them, I think it's fitting to play this.
And what has gotten into Russia's top athlete? Needles, apparently. But more on that later as we yield for breaking news. Ed? Thank you. Breaking news that's horribly tragic. If your children are watching, we warn you it's graphic. Our lead story tonight atop the report was Donald Trump eating chicken with a knife and a fork. Plus, this Trump supporter is 11 years old, so what are his thoughts on?
Are you reading the scroll?
Who he thinks is best fit to lead us? Would he have voted for Obamacare when he was
a
fetus?
So, I really don't mean to step on your staging, but it seems like there's war. Some battles are raging.
Reporting the news. Is that not our vow?
You know what? You're right. I'll cover it now.
Well, the war continues.
Yes.
On Twitter, as planned,
no.
Between Donald Trump and a Littleton man.
Oh my gosh.
The fighting is fierce. No sight of the end. Follow it all on our app.
You're watching CNN.
What I mean is while we're reading these trivial mysteries, people are dying, we're losing our liberties, they're inside our what? Isn't that banned?
Inside our hardware. I understand.
Well, they could be in your phone at this very moment.
Yes.
Pokemons. This town's Pokemon
oh my
going.
Gosh.
Plus, expensive beer. How hoppy's the taste? Fareed Zakaria. Well, copy and paste.
Look, I really just think that there's stuff that we missed. Like, holy crap, is that true? Does that list exist?
Cover the news. Shake up the ranks.
The real news.
Thanks.
Well, it's a hidden document upon which fate swings.
Yes.
Fortune cookie fortunes. Who's writing those things?
Oh my gosh.
Man with no parachute just took a dive in today's most newsworthy instance. Of one flung from the sky.
I know this is tough, so forgive the belittling. Rome is engulfed and we're sitting here fiddling. Executive orders, economy stuttering. These are the stories we're sitting here covering.
There's war in Afghanistan, hurt in Iraq. You'd need $5 footlongs for turkey this bad.
Cut his mic.
Breaking news.
The war on whistleblowers continued today, and we'll update the condition of that Little League referee. Plus, it took the Olympics by storm. But what is it like to cup someone?
Wow, that's Reason.tv. If you like their stuff, check it out, Reason.tv. Good stuff there, people, good stuff. So let's talk about this. You have here, while Fox Dominion dominates the news, there is a not-so-curious silence surrounding this CNN defamation case. One would think, with so many news outlets drooling over the Fox legal tussle, that another prominent case involving CNN would be of interest. For weeks now, it has been a steady stream of blaring headlines concerning the Fox News defamation case brought by Dominion Voting System, interpreted briefly by the hysteria surrounding the won't he be cuffed, Donald Trump legal melodrama, the Fox Dominion suit has the collective media in a state of giddiness, despite the unlikely hope for resolution. Yet, another lawsuit of a similar nature concerning a major news network is not getting a wisp of the same attention. CNN is readying for a court case in the coming weeks where it has been sued for defamation by Florida doctor over a story the network ran in 2015 about the amount of infant mortality at St. Mary's Hospital in West Palm Beach, Florida. The story surrounded the supposedly high number of cases where infants died in its heart surgery program. The suit alleges that CNN relied on flawed data measurements to come up with the claim of elevated levels of infant deaths due to these surgeries compared with national averages. The CNN report led to the hospital CEO quitting, the closure of the pediatric cardiac surgery program, and now the network is being sued by Dr. Michael Black for malice and impacting his career and reputation. Yes, despite carrying a few elements similar to the current touted lawsuit, few in the press are expressing interest of concern over the CNN case. You know why? Because they do the same thing. They're all in the campfire together. Certainly not to any level approaching the Fox Dominion suit. This all concerns the sharp anonymity felt in my media circles for the right-leaning network, and it leads to rather imbalanced thinking on part of news outlets. As Joe Cunningham covered earlier today, the cheerleading scene for the Dominion win is not in the best interest of the press in general. A court victory paving the way for future cases to be brought against news organizations on similar grounds is not a favorable result in any capacity. See, this is another thing about cutting off your nose to spite your face. So they're cheering because Fox is right-leaning and they are not. And they was like, yes, get him, get him, get him, get him. But they're not thinking that the same thing could happen to you. So anyway, a case could be brought against news organization on similar grounds and is not favorable results in any capacity. Yet, so many outlets are allowing their distaste to Fox to cloud better judgment. Meanwhile, CNN is facing a similar challenge, and the press wants to pretend that risk is not in play. Internal elements of CNN journalism standards have become exposed, much like the current trial's details getting so much play these days. For one, Dr. Black has compelled the court to force CNN to turn over communications it had with its primary source for their report. This is normally something that in the past would have journalists shrieking over protecting sources. Not a sound has been heard of late on this matter. I bet you they're going to try to settle out of court. That would be my guess. Then there is the revelation of CNN's vetting process. What vetting process? Due to a court clerical error, some of the machinations within CNN have been made public. Let's see here. Anderson Cooper has been called as a witness in this case, as the initial CNN report on the hospital took place on his show, AC360. His testimony leading to a document swelling to hundreds of pages regarding the editorial operations, this was to have been sealed testimony. However, it was mistakenly filed in the court document, in the court docket, that is accessed by the public at the outlet Puck. And it sheds light on the fact-checking framework within CNN as detailed by the writer. This is good stuff. The network's most adventurous journalism is reviewed rigorously prior to publication by senior editor, standard and practice employee and company attorneys. Yeah, really? I don't believe that for 1 minute. This three-tiered vetting structure is dubbed internally as the trade. It would seem on the surface that this is an applaud-worthy process inside the network, ensuring that reports are looked over by executive and legal as well as editorially. But then it leads to the questions by those of us outside of CNN as to how much flawed reporting is seen on the network in recent years. True, Hunter Biden's laptop, flawed report. The false story of ICE agents whipping immigrants at the border and other recent pitfalls come to mind. It could be that the key term in this is most adventurous journalism, indicating that this trade process would only apply to extensive stories with involved investigative journalism, but this laughable process could also lead to lax performances by the likes of Cooper, who testified that this fact-check oversight gave him a level of comfort in his reporting. Says here, it gave him a confidence in CNN journalism, so much confidence, in fact, that Cooper said he wouldn't interfere or take liberties with reporting that had come to him pre-vetted. My getting involved with the review will only gum up the works because so many eyes had looked at it. He told Locke in January, adding on the second day of questioning that the system impacts how he interacts with those who appear on his show. Normally, I would just ask the question that I'm interested in about someone, something, and the reporter wouldn't know in advance what I'm asking, and they would just answer it. The fact that there is an answer here in this script, I'm assuming that meant it had gone to the trade process. Anderson Cooper seemed to grasp how this reflected on him as an on-air journalist, something alluded to in the court proceedings. He seemed bothered by the implications that he's just a pretty face. Pretty face, okay. And I have to, let's just skim past that. And the anchor sought to brush away these assumptions. I feel it makes it seem like I don't do anything all day long and I'm just sitting around for the camera to turn on. I'm deeply involved, you know? All day long, every day, I'm learning and researching and stuff like that. But this testimony about the vetting has become another targeted aspect of the case for the plaintiff. As Gardner explained, the legal team wants to get access to the internal fact-checking documents from the news report, since part of three-pronged fact-check involves CNN Legal. The network is arguing this becomes privileged and, as such, it cannot be revealed. It leads to an interesting response. So black lawyers in March made a push for access to the trade communications that the network has been insisting are shielded by attorney-client privilege, and if CNN won't give up these sensitive conversations, Black's team wants judge to prohibit CNN from pointing to trade as a demonstration of its care in vetting the hospital expose. This is a textbook use of attorney-client privilege as both a sword and shield, Black lawyers argued. Very true. This is good stuff. This is good stuff indeed. This is all shaping up to be a compelling and possibly costly case? Should it go to a jury and provide judgment against CNN? While part of the reason Fox Dominion gets so much press is the $1.6 billion tag applied to the case, Gardner's note that should CNN lose, it could cause the network into nine figures level of punitive damages. That number, plus the journalistic implications, make this a heady court case for news network. That so many other outlets are overlooking this shows how slanted they are with their focus on Fox and how obviously they appear to be to the ramifications that could come from that kind of decision. It's going to bite them in the butt eventually. Perhaps what all are hoping for is the network having its new management electing to settle rather than risk a jury decision that could cost them and the media industry as a whole. That's where I think it's going. They're going to settle. They're going to have to settle because it looks bad and it is bad. Not only does it look bad, but it is bad. It's very bad. I would like to see it play out and not see it settle because it's not good stuff. It's bad. It really is not good. It's bad, bad, bad stuff. And CNN. CNN.
And what has gotten into Russia's top athlete? Needles, apparently. But more on that later as we yield for breaking news. Ed? Thank you. Breaking news that's horribly tragic. If your children are watching, we warn you it's graphic. Our lead story tonight atop the report was Donald Trump eating chicken with a knife and a fork. Plus, this Trump supporter is 11 years old, so what are his thoughts on? Are you reading the scroll? Who he thinks is best fit to lead us? Would he have voted for Obamacare when he was a fetus? So, I really don't mean to step on your staging, but it seems like there's war. Some battles are raging. Reporting the news. Is that not our vow? You know what? You're right. I'll cover it now. Well, the war continues. Yes. On Twitter, as planned, between Donald Trump and a Littleton man. Oh my gosh. The fighting is fierce, no sight of the end. Follow it all on our app. You're watching CNN. What I mean is while we're reading these trivial mysteries, people are dying, we're losing our liberties, they're inside our what? Isn't that banned? Inside our hardware. I understand. Well, they could be in your phone at this very moment. Yes. Pokemons. This town's Pokemon growing. Plus, expensive beer. How hoppy's the taste? Fareed Zakaria. Well, copy and paste. Look, I really just think that there's stuff that we missed. Like, holy crap, is that true? Does that list exist? Cover the news. Shake up the ranks. The real news. Thanks. Well, it's a hidden document upon which fate swings. Yes. Fortune cookie fortunes. Who's writing those things? Almost a man with no parachute just took a dive in today's most newsworthy instance of one flung from the sky. I know this is tough, so forgive the belittling. Rome is engulfed and we're sitting here fiddling. Executive orders, economy stuttering. These are the stories we're sitting here covering. There's war in Afghanistan, hurt in Iraq. You'd need $5 footlongs for turkey this bad. Cut his mic.
Breaking news.
The war on whistleblowers continued today.
Come on, people, let's go.